Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. You could be watching this right now on YouTube, or you could be listening to this right now. Either way, thank you for watching and listening. Today, we have Matt Smith. Matt with us in the studio.
Glad to be here, Gabor. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk today. The question for Matt today is the importance of I'm going to mess up the title probably if we talk about these titles, but the importance of large mass relationships, large masses in your paintings.
The relationship between the main masses?
The mere masses, or the importance of masses and why it's a better approach to approach a painting with that philosophy than this, you know, detail.
Well, first off, those main masses are the basic sort of foundational design of a painting. If you distill all the little information down into the shapes in which they fit, you'll generally have... usually, if you can distill it down to 4 to 6 main masses, mm-hmm. you're going to have a stronger design. You want to keep it simple. You don't want 50 masses.
Yeah.
And as you all know, with design, one of the key elements to strong design is variety. So what you want to do is identify those masses and ask yourself, from a two-dimensional proportional shape relationship, do they have variety? Is one large, one small, one round, one square, for instance?
You're talking just purely abstract right now.
It's purely not
even,
abstract. Yeah,
so not even, doesn't have to be anything. It's just shapes of.
Correct.
That's
correct. And quite honestly, if you look at anything out of context, you're going to see the abstract nature of it.
But I think that's where a lot of students trip up a little bit, is that they don't. They look at the opposite, right? They look at the detail. So Matt's saying like.
Correct. But it's not their fault.
No.
Because we as humans are trained to see detail. We're trained to process information.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is pull in as much information as we can, and what happens is that filters out those underlying shapes. As artists, we need to go in and filter out the information in favor of those larger, simple shapes. Get those shapes in, make sure there's variety to those shapes. One might have more information, one might have less. One, like I said a moment ago, is small, one is large, one has more... a more characteristic silhouette, one may be more simple. And with that variety, get that down, basic relationship of value and color within each one of those masses. Make sure they all fit together in a harmonious or harmonious uniform way within the formats of the picture.
Yeah.
And that is the foundation of design. Now you can start applying render detail, texture, finishing edges, that kind of thing, but it all starts with those dominant shapes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. So it's not, that's why someone is a student in the sense of still learning, because mentally, again, it's the opposite. Like, it's just the opposite of what humans without any training, if you want to be a painter, will do. We'll see it.
Yep. So, we all have to overcome that. And many of us have to battle it for the rest of our lives.
Yep.
Because again, we're programmed to process information, so we want to bring in as much as we can so we know more.
Yeah.
And with painting and strong design,
although
I will say that I've seen highly rendered paintings that I like to think of those as visual reality instead of photo reality. Photo reality has a very mechanical look to it.
Yeah.
Visual reality has beautiful edge work and varied texture and that kind of thing. And it works beautiful, but when you squint down and look at those paintings, boom, out comes those foundational shapes. They're there, they're obvious, and they're powerful.
Yeah, I think Daniel Sprick's work is a good example of that.
Great example.
If you just Google Daniel Sprick, and he just has this, exactly what Matt said, it's visual reality, not photo reality, and he's just such a prime example, I think,
of
that. So, yeah. Well, thank you, Matt. Appreciate your knowledge on this. If you're interested to learn more with Matt, make sure you check out his online course. We have 3 enrollments a year. I don't know when you're watching this or listening to this, but we might have enrollment open. We have one in the spring, summer, and fall. If you miss that one or one of them, you can always get the digital download instructional series videos that Matt has on our website. So go to mentoring when you go to TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com and go to mentoring for his mentoring course. And then you can see his the other video, the step-by-step instructional video series if you're too busy you might want to purchase that. But thank you again, Matt.
My pleasure.